I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations human rights chief says change is coming to Egypt, but the violence needs to stop. Popular revolt stretched into weeks of anger and fueled deadly clashes. Many ministries have come to a halt because of the safety issues. But Pioneers Arab World Media is staying the course, engaging Arab Muslims with the hope of the gospel. Ministries train volunteers, answer questions, and provide more resources. Keep praying for them. Next, a film will help teach biblical principles on forgiveness and reconciliation. Loving the Bad Man is a story of a 24-year-old sexual assault victim who conceived a child through the attack and yet's able to forgive her attacker. But Prison Fellowship's Pat Nolan says the main character of the film does more than teach forgiveness.
She really exemplifies Christ's love for us and his forgiveness for us. So it's also a great tool for evangelism to show how a Christian lives. And as Peter said, always be prepared to explain the hope that is within it.
The film will be in theaters in April. And music will help put a dent in the 1 billion people who don't have clean drinking water. Newsboys and Cutlass are joining together for the Born Again Experience Tour, presented by Compassion International. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says the 26-city tour kicks off the first week of April. Compassion works through the local church, beneficiaries of the programs, to include water and hear the gospel.
The community goes to the church for its water. The community goes to the church for a number of things. That child development center located in the church is the center of the community. That's where people can go for really anything.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.